أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at the concept of Nabuwa, and in that aspect looking at the profiles of some of the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent for our guidance. Yesterday we started looking at the most mentioned prophet in the Qur'an, Prophet Musa alayhi salam, also known as Kalimullah, one who spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a child, the story I most remember about Prophet Musa alayhi salam is the one when he had a tummy ache and he wanted to go and complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We talked about sabr, not creation, up to Allah. Now as he goes on Kohe Tur, the mountain of Tur, and is climbing up, there is a doctor who is sitting there, or a hakim who is sitting there, who sees the Prophet in agony and he says, Ya Nabi Allah, O Messenger of Allah, you look like you're in pain. And he said, I have a tummy ache. So he says, well, I should give you some medicine for it. And he says, no, I'm going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he goes up to Kohe Tur, goes up to his place, the burning bush, and he complains to Allah and says, Ya Allah, I've got a tummy ache. And the inspiration comes and says, Ya Musa, sent you a doctor down there. Dawa and Dua Musa. A Shafi and the Dua both together, and the Dawa both together. The medicine and the prayer. And it's something I remember because we've got to find a balance. On the other side, there's a wonderful story about a sheikh who was invited to the dinner of a very prominent person in the town, who had also invited all the ministers of the town. And it just so happened that the host's child fainted and fell. So she was taken to a couch, she was laid down, and the host asked the sheikh to recite a few verses of the Quran and dua over his child while he would summon the doctor. And a minister who was there, a minister of health, he said, it's amazing that in this day and age, when we've got science has progressed so far, he's telling the host, you have invited a sheikh to come and say a few words. What difference will it make? And the sheikh said, do they dress ministers as donkeys these days? That's the only words he said. And the minister went red. His eyes felt like they were coming out. His forehead was all wrinkled. And there was an amazing physiological effect on his face. And he said, how dare you? And the sheikh said, please excuse me. I was only trying to prove to you that a few words that I have said had so much of a physiological effect on you that you could see the veins of your face just coming out, your eyes sort of staring out, you'd gone all red, and you could see the effect of anger on you. Do you not think that divine words recited upon this child will have an effect on the child? And so we've got to balance the two up. Whenever I think of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, this is something that comes to my mind. Well, let's continue from where we were. Musa alayhi salam is now grown in maturity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Qasas talks about him beautifully. In Ayah 14 it says, وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَاسْتَوَى عَتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And when he attained his maturity and became full grown, we granted him wisdom and knowledge. And thus do we reward those who do good. Now, when he was about 40, he sees two men fighting, one from the Bani Israel who shouted for help. Prophet Musa alayhi salam comes to his rescue, strikes the other man, unintentionally killing him. Now he's seen by one of Pharaoh's men who reports him, and now Prophet Musa knows he has to leave the town. Again, let's see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the Quran. He says, وَدَخَلَ الْمَدِينَةَ عَلَىٰ هِينِ غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا فَوَجَدَ فِيهَا رَجُلَيْنِ يَقْتَتِلِينَ هذا من شيعته وهذا من عدوه فاستغاثه الذي من شيعته على الذي من عدوه فذكروا موسى فقضى عليه قال هذا من عمل الشيطان إنه عدو مضل مبين. And he went into the city at a time of unvigilance on the part of its people. So he found two people fighting, one being of his party and the other of his enemy. And he who was of his party cried out to him for help against the one who was the enemy. So Musa struck him with his fist and killed him. And he said, this is on account of Shaitan's doing. Surely he's an enemy, openly leading astray. And he immediately says, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي فَغْفِرْ لِي فَغَفَرَ لَهُ. He said, my Rabb, I have done harm to myself. Protect me. So Allah protects him. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Surely he is forgiving and merciful. And then he says, قَالَ رَبِّي بِمَا أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ فَلَنْ أَكُونَ ظَهِيرًا لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ. My Rabb, because you have bestowed a favor on me, I shall never back one who is guilty. So now Musa alayhi salam finds himself to be a fugitive. All the glory of living at Pharaoh's palace has come to an end. He starts to make preparations to leave the city. And Allah says, وَجَعَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ يَسْأَ قَالَ يَا مُوسَىٰ إِنَّ الْمَلَعَ يَعْتَمِرُونَ بِكَ لِيَقْتُلُوكَ فَخْرُجْ إِنِّي لَكَ مِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. And a man comes running from the remotest part of the city and says, Musa, the chiefs are consulting together to kill you. Depart at once. I am those who wishes you well. This was Hizqil who comes to warn him. So Musa alayhi salam, now fearing, goes. Again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this. It says, فَخَرَجَ مِنْهَا خَائِفًا. So he leaves fearing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَتَرَقَّبُ قَالَ رَبِّ نَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And awaiting, he said, my Rabb, deliver me from the unjust people. وَلَمَّا تَوَجَّهُ تِلْقَى مَدْيَنَا. And he turned his face towards Madian. قَالَ, and he said, أَصَى رَبِّي أَن يَحْدِيَنِي سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. Maybe my Rabb will guide me to the right path. This is exactly the same dua that Imam Hussain alayhi salam recited when he left Makkah. Remember, he was being chased in Makkah, or they were looking for him to be able to kill him. Yazid had sent his spies to Makkah, and he had to leave Makkah, to abandon the Hajj and leave Makkah to go elsewhere. And this is the dua that he read, Rabbi yahdiyani sawa as-sabil, maybe my Rabb will guide me to the right path. Well, Prophet Musa alayhi salam goes to Madian, and if you can remember, we talked about Midian or Madian when we talked about Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam. And Sa'id ibn Jubair quotes Ibn Abbas saying that Musa left Egypt for Midian. The journey lasted 8 nights. And he was tired and hungry because the only food that he had was edible leaves from the trees. Now when he reached Midian, he sits under the shade of a tree where there was a well. And Allah refers to this again in Surah Al-Qasas. If we look at Ayah 23, Allah says, وَلَمَّا وَرَدَ مَاعَ مَدْيَنَا وَجَدَ عَلَيْهِ أُمَّةٍ مِّنَ النَّاسِ يَسْكُونَ وَوَجَدَ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ رَعَتَيْنِ تَزُودَانِ. And when he came to the water of Midian, he found on it a group of men watering, and he found besides them two women keeping back their flock. قَالَ, he said, مَا خَطْبُكُمَا, what is the matter with you? قَالَتَ, لَا نَسْكِي حَتَّى يُصْدِرَ الرِّعَاءُ وَعَبُونَ شَيْخٌ قَبِيرٌ. We cannot water until the shepherds take away their sheep from the water, and our father is a very old man. These were the two daughters of Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam. Their names are given as Leah or Hanuna, and the younger daughter was called Safura. So Musa alayhi salam felt sorry for them, and he assists them to get water. They return to their father quickly, and Musa alayhi salam, still seeking shelter under the shade of the tree, recites a dua where he says, Ya فَقَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ عِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ. My Rabb, surely I stand in need of whatever good you may send down to me. This is Ayah 24 of Surah Al-Qasas. If you are emigrating, you're going to a new city, a new town, and you find it is difficult to get a lawful occupation, you want to look for a job anywhere, then it is recommended that after wajib salah, after each of your wajib salah, recite 7 times, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. My Rabb, surely I stand in need of whatever good you may send down to me, and inshallah you will gain some employment. When the girls got home, their father said, you came back so quickly today. And they said, we found a righteous man who felt sorry for us and watered our herd for us. Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam sent one of them to go back and invite him over. And she goes back to him and said, our father invites you for having watered our flock. And Musa alayhi salam tells her that, walk behind me, lead me the way. If I take the wrong way, throw a stone before me, so I will take the right route. But because we as descendants of Yaqub alayhi salam respect women. Well, he comes to Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam. I'm sorry, he comes to Prophet Shu'ayb alayhi salam and relates the story of what has happened to him. Prophet Shu'ayb alayhi salam not only gives him refuge, but also gives him a job. He works for him. And Prophet Musa alayhi salam stays with him for 10 years, eventually marrying his youngest daughter, Safura. He now leaves for Egypt with his wife. It's a cold winter's night, and suddenly he sees a fire in the distance. He asks his wife to remain where she is, and he heads for the fire, thinking he can bring some of it back to give them relief from the bitter cold on their journey. Allah mentions this in the Quran, and again in Surah Al-Qasas, Ayah 29. He tells us, Allah says, فَلَمَّا قَضَى مُوسَى الْعَجَلَ وَصَارَ بِأَهْلِهِ آنَسَ مِنْ جَانِبِ الطُّورِ نَارًا قَالَ لِأَهْلِهِمْ قُثُوا إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا لَعَلِّي آتِيكُم مِّنْهَا بِخَبَرٍ أَوْ جَزْوَةٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَصْطَلُونَ. So when Musa had fulfilled the term and he journeyed with his family, he perceived on this side of the mountain a fire. He said to his family, wait, I have seen a fire. Maybe I will bring it to you from it some news or a little bit of fire so that you may warm yourselves. Now also remember, on this journey he had been granted the staff that Prophet Shu'ayb alayhi salam had given him. There are many, many narrations about it. We won't go into all of them. But in essence, it says that whenever Musa alayhi salam entered the room, the staff leapt from its place and actually came into his hand. And Prophet Shu'ayb alayhi salam would tell him, put it back and take another. But every time he went into the room, it would come back to his hand. And Prophet Shu'ayb alayhi salam realized that this was something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had willed, and therefore told him to take it. Inshallah, we will continue with the story of Prophet Musa alayhi salam when he comes near the fire tomorrow.